folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Welcome to Pork Therapy.
Thank you for listening. This is Mike.
And this is Stephanie. And thanks for joining us again on the love seat.
It's getting a little crowded, but we like it that way.
Yes, that's right. Actually, you know, ever since we got the Blue Snowball, which is our new microphone, the new mic, same as the old mic, right? Ever since we got the new microphone and upgraded our audio quality, I think we've only been recording on the love seat, right?
We haven't. Yeah, we've been back in the original love seat.
Weird, you know, exclusive locations like Pork Fest or
like the Love Fest or the Love Laundromat or the
Love Laundromat.
Floor.
That was
love
one of my
basement.
Favorites. The Love Rug, even
the Love Rug. Herbie the Love Rug.
Herbie the Love Rug. I like that. Yeah. Well, anyway, it feels good to be back on the love seat and have some consistency, but
full circle.
Yes, it has come full circle. That's exactly what I was thinking, Mike. So,
what are we talking about this time?
Basically, first of all, we should tell our listeners, you can find us on the web at porktherapy.com, porctherapy.com.
On our website, you can hear all our past episodes. You can rate them real quickly, whether you like them or not. You can comment.
You can even call us.
Yeah, by clicking a button on the webpage, it'll call your phone and call us and link us, and you can call and leave your own question.
Yeah, so if you're lazy, you know, we don't discriminate based on people who are too lazy to pick up the phone and dial 419-PT-LOVE-4. That was our sneaky way of giving out our phone number.
Right.
You can also email us at questions@porktherapy.com if you have something you're so inclined to share. But tonight we're here to therapize ourselves. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. Or each other. It depends on how you look at it. But
yeah. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yep.
So we have a situation and we're basically we were on the love seat and we had just finished a recording session where we did two previous shows. And we started talking about an issue between us that we were trying to decide how we should resolve. And so we thought, you know, instead of discussing this, I think we should stop discussion right now and start recording this. So here
we
are.
So we're going to try and make an episode out of this. And yeah. Basically, it'll be a good episode. Because if it ends up sucking, we're just not going to air it and you'd never know anyway.
Yes,
so this
and then
is
we
going
still
to be a
discussed
good episode,
it and we still right? resolved our issue.
Right.
Cool. I like that philosophy, Mike. Very nice. But no, I think this is a really important and good topic because it has to do with liberty and it's also about...
communication.
Yeah, about communication.
Absolutely.
And interpersonal conflict.
So
what's the situation, Mike? You
okay.
want to describe it?
Yeah. There are a man and a woman who are mutual friends of ours.
Yes.
And they have issues with each other. Right?
Yeah, they have issues with each other. We're going to try to say this in very vague terms
right.
so as not to give out any personal details, but...
Yeah, so that Jill and Fred won't know. Oh!
Well, we all know I'm sorry, I can't come up with some names on the fly. Mike, I'm a little slow. It's like late at night and... We're just recording this because we're meant to be BSing between the two of us about what we should do in this situation. But anyway, so...
We should actually give them names for our example.
Okay,
so,
fine. Jill and Fred is
no,
good.
No, let's use the correct method. I think it's Alice and Bob.
Alice and Bob.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I like
Alice
that.
Alice and Bob.
Yes.
So
gotta be systematic.
Yes. Alice and Bob have issues with each other, and we'll get into those types of issues in a little bit.
Okay.
So they are mutual friends of both of ours. I'm friends with both. You're friends with both.
Yes.
Separately. So,
although I'm better friends with one than the other, and
okay.
Are you equally?
They're just yeah, they're just both friends of mine.
Okay.
So Bob approached me and said, you know, I'm having some issues with Alice, in terms of communication. I think we can't get along, and I think there's some, I think she's bad mouthing me to other people with untruths,
uh-huh.
and I'd like it to stop. Would you mediate between us?
Uh huh. And what did you, how did you reply?
I tried to get some more information, then told him I'd think about it. And okay. of course, I wouldn't do it if Alice wasn't
on board with it.
Yeah, she'd have to voluntarily do it as well.
Uh huh. And so he.
We haven't approached her about it yet, but.
So Bob, well, kind of. Bob specifically asked you to be a mediator.
A mediator, and that what that means to me is someone who is in the room with people having conflict and helping them remain calm and communicate clearly. Not guiding the conversation, not yes. coming up with advice, just helping them communicate.
Yeah, I would say maybe a mediator might ask questions, but...
To help clarify, yeah, sure, to help further communication, the discussion. But not offer solutions.
Right.
Okay, and I would be glad to do that for both of my friends. Now,
and would it be, just for my own information, would that be a service that you would be offering for money, or would it be something you would do out of the kindness of
well,
your heart? Or
it depends. I've never formally mediated anything.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if I'm any good at it or if I'd enjoy it, especially for friends.
Right.
But it is certainly a service that is marketable.
Uh-huh.
And if I was good at it and enjoyed it, then yeah, I might offer that as a service for money. For uh-huh. now, I'm just doing it for friends for free as a favor.
Yeah, sure.
If I do it at all.
Yeah, I know. I think my general rule when I'm not sure if I would be good at something or if I am going to enjoy it or if I'm still kind of working out the details or I just want to get experience with something, I would never... charge for it because, you know, it's as much of a learning process for me as it is for the person that's
right.
hiring me,
right?
Right? It's
I've done know. That before with websites, which I used to make for
oh,
money.
Cool. Yeah.
If they wanted a feature or service that I didn't know, I might do that for free so I could learn at the same time
yeah.
and then I could charge next time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So then what happened? Okay. So we okay. basically said, I told Bob, yeah, I'd be willing to do that if Alice is on board too. And I know you guys are having trouble communicating, but at least you still have email at the moment, so you guys work it out and let me know if you want to proceed.
Okay, so they've been emailing each other.
They had it at that point.
Communicating in that way.
At
okay.
least, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think very... Yeah, yes, at least that way. Okay, so then, I don't know, a week or a couple days later, mm-hmm. Alice comes up to me and says, so I understand, you know, Bob asked you to mediate between us, and I said, yeah, and we talked about it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And Alice said something to the effect of, I don't really want mediation. I don't want to talk to Bob anymore.
Uh-huh.
I tried certain things. I tried to communicate, and it's not worth it for me anymore. I don't want him in my life. There is no reason for you to
mediate. Uh-huh.
Okay. However, there is a breach of a contract, a breach of agreement,
mm-hmm.
in which I would like you to arbitrate. Now, arbitration means to me there is a conflict.
Yeah, that's slightly
and,
different.
Yeah. Well, I think it's significantly different.
Right, yeah.
It means to me that there's a conflict, or a breach of agreement, actually, and the both parties come to an arbitrator and say their facts and their opinions and their stories, and the arbitrator judges what's fair for both
mm-hmm.
and gives his opinion, and then they can act on it how they please.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably should be made, in my opinion, it probably should be made public
yep.
so that everyone... in these people's lives know that they went to arbitration and agreed to abide by the decision. And then if they then didn't abide by the decision voluntarily, then people would know that, you know, their word is worth what it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So she came up and said, there's a breach of agreement that I think Bob did. And here are my here's my facts. She gave me a synopsis
mm-hmm.
and I would like you to arbitrate that matter.
Uh-huh. So, okay. Here's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
When I heard this, both of them separately sort of came to you and told you a summary of their side of the story, right? Is that
yeah.
right? An overview?
Yes.
And so, is that... But at that point, they hadn't agreed to any kind of conflict resolution between them?
I think that is
correct.
Because
one of them wanted you to mediate, and
yep.
the other one wanted you as an arbitrator.
Right.
And neither one of them had agreed that you would be the only arbitrator or that you would be... the arbitrator at all,
right.
or whatever.
Right.
And so they're basically giving you the lowdown before any official, you know, conflict resolution happens. And so,
right.
I don't know, what did they expect? Is that like a consultation? Like, how does that stuff work?
I don't know how it works in the industry, because I'm not in it.
Yep.
But to me, it seemed like I'm not an unbiased third party.
Right.
I'm a friend, and so these people are saying, can you help me? And also, they're saying, friend, listen to my woes. They're doing both at the same time.
So you think they were telling you that as sort of a friend and also a person who might need
yes.
to know because they might be further
right.
involved.
Right. And
that
I'm going to have them repeat their stories to me in front of the other if I do arbitrate or mediate.
Right. Or the
maybe
other
not mediate if I arbitrate.
More than one arbitrator, yeah.
Right. Or right. because I want them, I want to see if their story changes when the other one is present.
Right.
Because it's much easier to say, like, if you weren't around and I had a problem with you,
uh-huh.
it's much easier for me to say to someone, Stephanie said blah, 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 and I can't believe it. And then when you're here, if I say that, you'll say, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to see if their stories change when they're both present.
Yep. That makes sense.
So, anyway, there's a slightly more to this now. When, in the beginning, when Bob came to me and asked if you would mediate, he actually came to me and asked, would you mediate? And I said, yeah, I'll think about it. And he said, well, actually, I'd like you and Stephanie to mediate.
Mm-hmm.
Because he listens to Pork Therapy and I guess likes our opinions and such and knows that we're, or appreciates our wow. objectivity or whatever.
Really? Somebody actually likes our show?
Somebody listens. Wow.
Cool.
And I said, well, that could work. I'll have to talk to Stephanie, and of course Alice would have to approve as well.
Right.
And so why don't you jump in with your opinions now and your...
Yes. Okay. So first of all, I was aware of the conflict between Bob and Alice, but I was not aware that either one of them wanted me to be act as a mediator or arbitrator, because both of them asked you in different sort of capacities,
right.
to act in different capacities. So I was not aware that they wanted me to be involved in this in any way besides just being a friend and listening to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Mike and I, before the show started, were discussing what ultimately led into this show, which was, given the fact that both of us are good friends with these people, what do we do? Is it possible that we can be objective? Are we qualified? Is there any such thing as an unbiased mediator or arbitrator?
Is it relevant?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is relevant if you're... Plus, someone could be biased and still objective.
Yeah.
I could know someone and like them and want them to win, and I could still judge objectively.
Sure.
It's possible anyway. I don't know if I can.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough.
Yes, it is tough.
So I would say that I don't have a unfair bias, because I am pretty much equal friends with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a concern about that, which I'll mention in a second. I think you're closer friends with one of them, so you might have a bias,
mm-hmm.
or an unfair bias.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Someone on the outside of this whole situation might say that I have an unfair bias and just that I'm friends. I should not know these people if I'm going to mediate or arbitrate.
Yep.
And that might be the case.
Although, knowing people can help in a situation
that's
like this.
Also
because
true.
Because you know their past, you've had past dealings and experiences with them, and you've gotten a sense of how they treat other people and act as a person. And
right.
so, you know, maybe knowing them could be helpful.
So here's one of my concerns, or I guess my main concern. If I mediated...
Yep.
No big deal. I would help two friends communicate with each other, or two of my friends communicate with each other, maybe even just for the closure of their relationship, or whatever.
Right.
That's no big deal. But if I arbitrate for them, I feel that no matter what I decide, I will lose one of them as a friend.
Right.
Because if I say Bob is right and Alice is wrong, Alice will be pissed at me. And if I say Alice is right and Bob's wrong, Bob will be pissed at me. They both think that they're right and fair. And if I make a decision, if I have an opinion in this and making the and they've come to me for the judgment, as
uh-huh.
it were, I think someone is going to be very upset with me, and I don't know if I want to risk that.
Would you consider writing that into your agreement with them? Like,
well,
if you
have to promise to stay my friend.
No, but I think maybe you can't put it in a contract that they have to be your friend, right? That's ridiculous.
Yes.
But you can say something to them like, if you hire me as your mediator, and hire is not really correct
right.
because they're not going to be paying you, but
right.
if we agree
that I'm your
if
arbitrator.
I act as your arbitrator or mediator.
No, the mediator doesn't really bother me because I don't think I'm risking anything by helping two people communicate. If I arbitrate,
uh-huh.
I feel that I could be risking a friendship.
Well, is that implying that a mediator doesn't make a decision or isn't binding or something, and an arbitrator does make a decision or come
yes.
down on the side of one person?
Yes. I think a mediator merely helps two people communicate who ordinarily can't. So,
right.
So if they always end up yelling and not accomplishing anything when they get together, then if they have a mediator in the room, he will interrupt them and help them remain calm and suggest modes of communication that aren't going to lead to yelling and
yep.
and make sure that a goal is reached or at least attempted.
Yeah.
I don't think that's picking sides and no one will be angry at me. Whereas an arbitrator,
I disagree.
You think they'd be angry at me if I told them, please remain calm and rephrase that or something?
I think they could be because, it's possible that they, you know, you're in a room with them, you're their mediator, they start getting into a heated discussion,
mm-hmm.
and you say to one of them, you know, please remain calm, and they feel, the one that you said that to, feels that you're saying that to them more than the other person. You know, there's endless ways that they could get upset at you.
I guess that's true.
So, I mean, I think that's kind of impossible to... I think you kind of take that on when you act as a mediator or an arbitrator, and you expect that there might be some level of them being upset at you. But what you can do is, before the mediation or arbitration, say, you know, I'm acting in this, you know, semi-professional capacity for you. And as part of that, like, you know, you chose me for a reason, and you value my opinion, obviously, and you want me to help you work this out. And so I would like you to... I would like this to not affect your feelings about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would...
So basically I'd be telling them in advance that I'm concerned about this.
Yeah. Make them aware of it and just say,
I don't think
hey,
that would accomplish much.
I want to give you a heads up. Like, I'm acting as your mediator. Like, I might say some things that you don't like, and I would appreciate it if I only want to do this if I think that you're still going to be able to talk to me at the end of the day.
I think that's probably what I would do pre-agreement.
Yeah.
But I also think that I might not even bother risking that. I might just say, because you said something a minute ago that it just comes with the territory.
It does.
I think that might be the case. I think maybe I'll just say, you know what? I will not arbitrate or mediate for you to my friends. You uh-huh. need someone who is not your friend to arbitrate or mediate.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, who could they get that's not their friend, though?
Well,
you know,
that's
everybody in our community sort of knows
for this
each
episode,
other.
But
it is. I mean, it is. But
you
it,
also
it kind of brings
this...
up the point that, like, how can you possibly, for instance, there was a forum post one time that I was reading. There was a conflict between two people, and it turned into like a 20-page thread on this particular forum, and someone in the thread was suggesting that there be some kind of arbitration or mediation, and then the person said, okay, you know, someone else jumped in and said, find me a...
unbiased?
Yeah, find me a totally unbiased mediator. I challenge you to do it. And then they said, you know, they have to be, I forget what they said, agnostic, apolitical, and, you know, I don't know what they said. But the point was that, basically, it's extremely difficult to find a...
Unbiased,
or even close to an unbiased mediator.
I don't know if I agree. If you're going to try and find one within our community of liberty activists, yeah, it probably is very difficult because, you know, the multi-hundred of us that there are, the multi-thousand of us that there are, well, there's probably about 1,000 here now.
Sure.
We all know each other or of each other, and we're all kind of biased. But if you just want arbitration and you want it bad enough, you'll go outside of the liberty community, and you'll go, or you'll go to the liberty community in Montana or something and find a total stranger who is willing to arbitrate. Because they don't have to know you. They don't have to be present. They could do it over the phone, over the internet, over Skype, video, mm-hmm. email. It's possible to... I think it's possible to find unbiased people. Or at least people who aren't... Yeah, I guess that's unbiased.
But then how do you know if they're good?
I
if you don't know them.
I don't know. Reputations. Maybe if they've, you know, they've got a list of references. And, you know, I've arbitrated 30, you know... situations, and here's their emails if you want to ask them questions or something. I don't know.
Yeah, perhaps that could be true.
It might be worth...
you say this, I'm leaning towards the point of view that it's better to have someone who doesn't know the arbitratees.
Yeah. Now, you brought up a technique that maybe is our solution and gets me out of a bind or pickle, and that is they, like, each one of them picks someone they want to arbitrate and or mediate for them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them picks me, and one of them picks you, or whomever.
Right.
And then those two mediators, who could be biased, pick a mediator or arbitrator that they agree on,
mm-hmm.
and that is the arbitrator.
Yep. Or all three of them arbitrate, but I tend to think in that situation, the more arbitrators you have involved, the more their opinions are going to diverge,
yeah.
and the more
they're
going to
fight
with
soup.
Each other.
Yeah,
it's true to a certain extent.
At the very least, even if it's unanimous, it'll take longer to come to a decision.
Sure.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so, well, okay, the point I was thinking about knowing the arbitrator and the arbitratees knowing
mm-hmm.
each other is that, you know, I can see the obvious conflict of interest. If you know someone, you know, you're going to tend not to want to piss them off, and you're going to want to make them happy and still be friends at the end of the day. and you may have previous information about their reputation that might color your opinion of them to begin with, and so you may not make a completely objective judgment. However, in families and in friendships, this kind of mediation happens informally all the time. For instance, like, there are some families where, you know, two siblings will be fighting and the mother...
makes a decision.
Yeah, or the mother, like, helps them work it out. Or, you know, there are situations where within a group of friends, you know, there will be two people fighting and then another friend will step up and say, hey, you know, why don't you try this? Or I'll, you know, I'll convey messages between you and make sure that you get, you know, so...
Yeah, but I think, that's why I think mediation isn't that risky. Arbitration is. How often does it happen that two friends are arguing over, I don't know, how much money is owed, and a third friend steps up and says, well, I think this is the fact, or you said this and you said this, so I think this is the decision, and they uphold that, or they pre-agree. I don't know, I just think arbitration is much riskier than mediation for losing a friendship.
Well,
wouldn't
the pre-agreement be different, though? Like, for instance, if they wanted your services as an arbitrator, it sounds like there are a couple different conflicts in this particular situation.
Yes.
There's one conflict that's sort of an interpersonal conflict, and then there's another conflict which is a breach of contract type conflict.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, and the interpersonal conflict, they want a mediator.
No.
One of them wants a mediator. The breach of contract conflict, they want, one of them wants an arbitrator.
So far, I haven't heard back from
from
Bob whether he wants to arbitrate on that. I mean, I guess he does have a choice because it's a free world, but let's say Alice claims that Bob owes me $1,000 and Bob says, no, I don't, and I'm not going to arbitration. Then I would suggest to Alice, well, if you still think this is the truth, then you need to go public with it because he's not going to work with you on this.
Yeah.
Go public, meaning let people know and use ostracism at least.
Yeah, let people know, post it on the forum that, you know, Bob owes me $100 and won't go to any kind of arbitration, even though the arbitrator is free.
Right.
Yeah. And, yeah, I wonder what would happen with that. I really do. I mean, it's hard when they don't even agree on what their goals are out of bringing a third person into the conflict.
That's true, but that's not necessarily the case. Bob wants a mediation so that they can talk civilly, and Alice doesn't. So maybe that won't happen, and that's kind of fine amongst them. But Alice wants arbitration, and I don't know if Bob's up for that yet. She mentioned it to me, and I haven't heard from him. So maybe he'll say, oh, she's got those facts about the money wrong, and I am up for arbitration. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. So they might not be disagreeing that they want arbitration.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, what do you think you're going to do?
I still don't know.
You still don't know?
No. I would love if they could resolve their differences at least to the point of being civil.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's a question.
But you know what? Yeah. If I had a friend, and I thought that friend jilted me out of $100 or $1,000 or whatever, and that friend was refusing to go to free arbitration, and every time me and that friend spoke, we ended up yelling, I lost my train of thought. I would not want... I would be done with that friend, done communicating.
You wouldn't even want to try take it to arbitration.
No, I would try.
You would try.
But, you know, I would also have tried communicating before it got there, so I would probably already be flustered. And then if that person didn't want to go to arbitration, I'd probably let people know what happened and then be done with it. I'm done with him as a friend. I'm done doing this. I'm done that. I'm just done trying.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how badly, you know, you want that money back.
Right.
That you
I
felt
would,
like
I think
your friend.
I guess I'd be saying, I'd take the loss and just have the stress out of my life.
Yeah,
and
for some people that's
it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
But people value that differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, what I was thinking about asking you before is, like, okay, I know there's a difference between mediation and arbitration in that a mediator is sort of there to facilitate communication.
Yeah.
And an arbitrator is kind of there to make a decision and side with...
Right.
Well, maybe not side with one party in particular, but sort of... make a decision and see if they can both abide by it.
Right. And I dare say, make a decision based on the facts.
Based on the facts, yeah.
Okay, so go on.
So, but that decision is not binding.
It shouldn't be, in my opinion, in a free society, binding. However,
although I guess they could arbitrate, I mean, I guess before the arbitration, if they wanted to, they could agree to abide by the arbitrator's decision,
yes,
whatever it may be.
And if I arbitrate for them, I would put that in my agreement. If we're going to arbitrate, what is the goal? Oh, you guys want to come up with a solution? What are you going to do if you disagree with the solution?
Right.
What is this going to be public or not? And I'd say, I want it to be public.
Yep.
And do you agree that, you know, whatever I decide, you think is fair? So I'd make sure that all that comes out before we start, or they agree to it before we start.
Yeah, and I think that's really important because that could that could very drastically change the outcome and the tone of what happens.
But I'm still not sure I'm going to do it.
Well, there's a lot of things to consider when making up an agreement like that.
Yeah.
You know, you have to anticipate all the possible outcomes of the situation. Someone gets mad at you. Someone doesn't like the situation. Someone doesn't want to pay you if you're charging money. Someone wants to bring in a third arbitrator, second arbitrator, or third.
Yeah, there needs to be an appeal process or whatever.
I mean, maybe if that's what the clients want.
Yeah, an agreement to appeal, if possible. So, like, I could say...
At least a protocol for what happens if they don't like your decision.
Right.
And whether they're bound by your decision and what the consequences are if they don't abide. Like, let's say you decide...
Yes, all that should be agreed on
Bob
first.
Bob has to pay Alice $100 that he owes her or whatever. Well, what happens if Bob doesn't pay Alice that $100?
Right.
And when does he have to pay it by?
Right.
Or else Alice is going to ostracize him, or she's going to put it on the forums that he did this or whatever.
Right.
Or he's going to go to... I don't know. I'm not sure. Not that he would go to jail, because that's not the type of solution that anyone, I think, would want. But
yeah, that's not productive. How does that get her
money? And why would someone agree to that in advance, too?
Yeah. I don't know. I think if I arbitrate, I would have all that agreed on first. Sir, I'll do this for you if you guys agree this, this, and this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just seems like... an arbitrator is kind of also there to facilitate communication.
Well, communication needs to happen, but it's a different role. Because he also has to try and judge from their emotional, you know, statements, which of their stories is true, and then what should be done, what is fair for both of these people about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And a mediator doesn't do any of that. He just facilitates communication, in my opinion.
Yeah. Although, couldn't a mediator make suggestions?
Sure, I don't see why not, but I don't think that's their role. I think, you know, my brother is a sign language interpreter.
Oh.
And he's interpreted for a couple different presidents and Madonna, and he's really good in the industry.
Uh-huh.
And one thing I learned from him is that you just sign what you hear. You don't editorialize. If they say a word wrong, you don't correct it. Yep. And there's a lot of fingerspelling and technical jargon. If they use a word, well, that's irrelevant. But if they use a word wrong, you translate it. Mm-hmm. You do not interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like in science, you observe and then you process the information. You have to separate the two.
That's true.
And I think that's true here.
I think that's true here too. And it also makes it difficult when you know the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe in this case we should decline.
It's possible.
I mean, I haven't been asked yet, but maybe you should decline.
Yeah, I would. The only reason...
It's hard to say that, though, because I want to help them.
Exactly.
Them to be able to work out their differences.
The only reason I'm hesitant to decline is because I want this...
Yeah, we like them.
Yes, I want them to be happier or at least less unhappy.
Yeah.
But maybe I can help them find another arbitrator.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. All right. Well, we've been blathering for about 30 minutes. Did we reach any firm conclusions? Is that it?
I have not reached a firm conclusion, but I've got...
we probably need more information from them. I mean, I think, like, what would be a really good idea, maybe, is to, like, get an idea. First of all, I think the first thing to do is get an idea of what each of their goals are, and if they can agree on some goals. And once you have a goal, then decide how to tackle that goal.
Yeah,
right?
That's definitely first, because if he's not up for arbitration, then the point is moot.
Yeah.
And I will suggest to her that she goes public with it, but if he is up for arbitration, then I have to decide if I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she has already told me she is not up for mediation. I don't want to communicate with him. She will have to if they arbitrate for that one little period of time.
Yep.
But, you know, she said, I don't have a desire to communicate, peacefully with him.
Mm-hmm.
I just will communicate with him not at all. And that's up to her. So mediation's not really even an issue.
Right.
So all I have to determine is if they both want arbitration, they both want me to arbitrate, do I do it? Maybe I should talk with them and explain to them my fears about arbitrating between two friends.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a great idea. And if they still want you to do it, despite your fears and despite the concerns, maybe we should have them listen to this show.
We'll think about
maybe.
That.
Maybe they'll hear it anyway, because everything we say on this show is public. Anyway. Okay. Well, I guess the solution is to talk to them and communicate about it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that is the best.
And we need more information to be able to decide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks for thinking it out with me.
Yeah, of course, Mike. Always a pleasure. I love to think things out with you. And I think this was a really good show because, you know, it's an important issue. It's going to come up again, I'm sure. You know, what if people ask us for arbitration in the future? What if we had some listeners right now
who are in this position?
Who want us to arbitrate or mediate a conflict between them and want to email it to us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Please do. Or you could call in your scenario and describe it to us.
But only if you don't know us.
Yes, at area code 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Yes, that's right. And if you want, you can go to our website, porktherapy.com. And hear all our past episodes and see how we've, what side we've come down on in the past in many different issues. And maybe decide if you would like to have us be your mediator. Although, I don't think we'll really be doing any mediation except on the air on Pork Therapy.
On our website, you can't arbitrate anything, but you can judge whether each episode is good or bad.
That's true, by giving it a rating.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to us.
Yeah, it's late. We got to wrap this up. I'm getting a little bit incoherent.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, an introspective relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.